I guess so. Yeah, there it is. All right. Fairfield County Live and Local, powered by the Sono Collection. This is John Kamal. Tonight, I am talking to the one, the only Doughy Joey's manager, Brian Salvia from On the Lot, from On the Lot Productions. What's up, dude? What's
going on, man?
Nothing much, man.
It's funny for me being on the other side of this conversation. Usually it's me and you doing the interviews, and, you know, now I'm being interviewed. So as Joey's interview was the first time he was doing it, this is my first too. So be gentle.
Well, I mean, you know, I like, can we talk real quick about Joey's interview for a second? Because we were supposed to have you on there. We were supposed to get you on there. This was about a week. Let me set the stage. This was about a week before Bingo Tour started.
Yep.
And I got Doughy Joey on, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to talk to Joey, and I'm going to talk to Brian tonight, and it's going to be great. And then Joey shows up, and we're looking, where could Brian Salvia be? And then at 3 o'clock in the morning,
I fell asleep trying to take a nap. And, you know, apparently when you set your alarm, the whole a.m. and p.m. thing, like, that actually matters. So,
yeah,
you know, for 7:30 a.m. and then waking up at 3 not knowing where I was, and was like, oh, crap, I missed that interview.
I just like that you took a nap at 7 o'clock at night. That's fantastic.
Awesome. Well, unlike you, I don't have a child, so I can do naps.
That's true. I did, you know, sleep in general is something that tends to elude me these days.
Your definition of nap time is different than mine.
Right. But dude, I mean, so, you know, Bingo Tour has been going on for, you know, about almost a full week now.
It'll be a week.
And Joey's set was on Friday.
Yes. Saturday. And Saturday.
That's right. I watched the Friday one. That was fantastic. It was really fantastic.
Yeah.
And that was so, I mean, I guess my first question is, since I don't have him here to ask, I'll ask you, where did that come from?
So that set was actually inspired by a Goose superfan. His name is Pete Russo. I don't know if you know Russo.
Okay.
But Russo and Joey go back and forth talking about music all the time. This is something that Joey does all the time. He talks to people, finds out, you know, keeps his ear to the ground, finds out, you know, what people want to hear, and that, you know, he then pivots it and then, you know, gets the room moving. So every set for the rest of the time is going to be themed. You know, we did the pool party set on Saturday. It was all, you know, pool party themed stuff. And we've got a lot of awesome surprises in store for you guys later too. Like, he's been working really hard on these, and as much as I would like to take credit for them, I cannot. It's just a matter of bouncing ideas off each other. But when it came down to it, you know, Joey crushed it, and he just, you know, really followed through on it.
I heard that he almost caused a little domestic issue setting up his visuals.
Yeah, he had to take over his living room from him and his girlfriend's living room to do all the green screen stuff. So we would like to thank Becky for putting up with that for, you know, a week or so while Joey was doing his thing.
Yeah, I cannot imagine my wife reacting well to that at all. So well done, Becky.
Yeah.
So, dude, I mean, you know, I want to talk about Joey. I want to talk about Bingo Tour, because it's the big thing that's going on with your big client right now. But, you know, we're both Black Rock, you know, Southern Connecticut natives. We both, you know, live here in Fairfield County. For the people who are watching on 95.9 The Fox right now, I'm talking to Brian Salvia, local talent manager, local show promoter. And I do want to touch on, because it's depressing, and we might as well start with it, what's happening in Southern CT right now, just in terms of shows.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's really close to my heart. I moved down here in 2012, knowing like three people.
Right.
I've been involved in, you know, music, you know, all over from high school all the way through college, but places like the Acoustic Cafe and Bryak really became my second homes the minute that I came and moved down here. You know, Will, open arms, you know, let me basically, you know, promote and book bands at his venue when he didn't know me well at all. Just kind of just said, here you go, here's a night, go do it. And I have to thank Will and the rest of the Acoustic staff for, you know, doing that for me, because I don't think I'd be doing what I'm doing right now or even be as involved in the music scene if it wasn't for that venue.
Right.
And the fact that they're closing now, or supposedly closing, speechless. It, 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 it felt like losing a loved one when that happened.
Yeah.
It was really a bad day. I know me and you were texting back and forth that day when it got announced.
Sure.
You have the same feelings. I mean, you've been on that stage more than anywhere else, probably.
And that was easily more than any other stage. And that was the thing that struck me more than anything was that, like, you know, I went down there on the last night that they were open, when they did that big live stream.
Yeah.
And I made it like 5-6 steps in the door. I saw Larissa on stage playing, and really? You know, like, yeah, I mean, dude, you never
anymore.
Like, yeah, you never see her perform. And I just started breaking down, man. It was bad. Like, I didn't even make it out of that main hallway. I want to just real quick. We got a request for Joey Noe merchandise.
Buddy. More's coming. Trust me. We'll get some more.
But it's got me thinking, though. It's got me thinking about what the long term effects of what we're going through right now could possibly be, because we've got, you know, the acoustic is down as far as we know. Maybe it'll get rescued. We still have Bryak, but Walrus and the Carpenter gone. And now rejuvenated in Westport, which is great. At Walrus Alley, which is very cool.
Awesome.
But we can't walk there anymore. You know what I mean? Like, so it's a loss. And then what? I mean, you know, you've got
New Haven is still, and that brings me, you know, this. There is a page, and I'll put a link up on the lot Facebook page after we're done here. But there is a GoFundMe going for PST.
Yeah, that's right.
And the whole idea is, if everybody can donate, you know, like what your bar tab, or for us larger drinkers, what your cover charge would be instead, once a week, you know, through this COVID stuff, just to support Adam. Adam's another guy that, you know, one of my favorite venue owners to deal with ever. It's so easy. He makes you feel right at home when you get there. He's given Joey so many gigs just to do it, you know, and he's been nothing but good to us. So we'll get that GoFundMe link up there too. So support venues like that. If they serve food, if it's a restaurant, buy food once a week. Just keep the cash flow going somehow, because this is the time that we should be doing things like that.
It's never been more important, because I mean, this is their prime season right now. This is when all the money gets made.
Right.
No money's getting made. No. And the last thing that we all want is to get out of this. And I don't know whether it's through a vaccine or whether we go a month without a new infection or however we get out of it. I don't want to get out of it and then suddenly just be like, okay, but now it killed all of my local venues.
Right.
So yeah, man, you know, I mean, if you're listening to this, if you listen to the show, if you listen to the podcast, whatever, man, I always say support live and local music in Fairfield County. That means the venues too, man, especially now. That means the venues. If you can, if they serve food, buy some takeout from them. If they don't, and they got a Venmo or a GoFundMe or something like that, you know, donate what your bar tab would be on a Saturday night. You know, I mean, there's
a fair minimum of cover charge, $20 here or there. I mean, just do something. And when it comes to artists, buy merch.
Yes.
Buy merch, sell CD sales, you know, we're past the days of, you know, CD sales, you know, making
more merch,
buy merch. Yeah. Thank you, Patrick. We'll get you some more merch.
Yeah.
But yeah, seriously, just support bands that way. I mean, myself, I purchased stuff from Goose, you know, with the bingo tour, the extra package, just because, you know, I have enough Goose merch as it is, but support the band, you know, while they're doing this. And
I miss the boat on cards too. They got more bingo cards coming out too. So I'm happy about that. Well, I'm driving up to Vermont tomorrow night now. So I'm looking forward to just like,
well, you know what? I'll email you mine, because if I win, everybody's going to say it's fixed. So,
oh, that's true, actually. I'll take it. All right. I'll take yours then.
Yeah.
So how did you, I mean, and you know what? This is funny. And we're good friends. We've known each other for a long time.
Yeah.
So this is one of those questions that it probably sound like I already know it, but I'm just asking for the audience. I don't know that I've ever asked you this though. How did you get into broadcasting and then into management? Like what was the start? 'Cause I met you Right. You were already involved with Modern Problems and you already had On the Lot set up.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, we were trying to do a music festival, if I remember correctly.
It was through Mojo. We were talking about it. Yeah.
So back in college, I was a media major. So I did a lot of stuff with video and had a weekly show, a couple weekly shows in WXEI 91.7. Anybody in the Danbury area, it's the best damn college radio station out there. Take a listen. Mm. I started doing that. We actually, through my fraternity, we started booking shows. We did like some Alzheimer's fundraisers where get the school to pay for the lighting equipment and, you know, the stage and stuff like that. Me and my buddy Marco basically spearheaded that and got 600 people out there and raised a bunch of money for a good cause. And at that point I was like, I could get used to doing something like this. And then I was sitting at my campsite at Bonnaroo in 2012 with my old radio partner, Zach Foster. And we looked across from us and there was the staff camping and the media camping. And Zach looked at me and he goes, "So how do we do that?" I go, "What do you mean?" He goes, "Well, we wouldn't have to pay for this, one, and get involved." I know it sounds cheesy now, but get involved and like do something for the scene that's other than, you know, just sitting there and participating. We weren't satisfied with that. So yeah. WXEI, I don't know if you know this, but gave the Talking Heads their start. They're the first radio station in Connecticut to play the Talking Heads 77.
I did not know that.
Yeah. And bands like Culture Club and like all those bands coming up in the 80s, like they were really big in that new wave like scene or whatever. So there's a lot of clout that comes with that name. So we as alumni decided to do a show, called it On the Lot. Came up with the idea because, well, where are you before a show? You're on the lot. And, you know, it sounded cool as a tagline. Hey, you're on the lot with whatever.
Sure.
And then that just kind of happened. And then, you know, we parted ways. Zach went to go do his thing. He works for logistics for festivals now. And then I just started the podcast with Davey. And Davey was done. I took over, changed the name, rebranded it. And that was, in 2014, 2015. Ever since, been doing that. So
right on.
Yeah. And again, got to thank Will, because if it wasn't for Will, I wouldn't have any kind of pull in the area or have done anything.
And that is true. All things do flow back to Will and the acoustic. Talk about how you got into artist management though, because like, you know, there was the podcast and there was broadcasting,
right.
But then all of a sudden you were running Booty Borg. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I actually ran into Colin Young at a Goose show at Bryak. Joey actually introduced us and said, "Hey, they're looking for a manager. You kind of have your stuff together. Can you help these guys out? Can you get them a gig at the acoustic?" Because I knew Will at the time. So I did. And, you know, that was kind of short-lived, that band. They went their separate ways. But then after that, you know, I kind of hit a lull. I was doing, you know, the normal 9-to-5 stuff and stopped kind of doing all this. And then Joey started DJing in my kitchen after acoustic cafe shows like 12 o'clock until, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning.
And I think, hold on. And I think that needs a little bit more attention paid to it, because that was the unofficial Bryak after party was on Morehouse.
For better or for worse, they probably lost a couple jobs because of this party. He would just, and that's I attribute to Joey, you know, where he kind of, you know, was able to read a room, doing that. I mean,
well, and I think that's, and we talked about it on my podcast with him too, which is available now, Fairfield County Live and Local Podcast, powered by the Sono Collection, available on Spotify and iTunes. You like that, right? I'm slick with it now.
Yeah.
We talked about that on his interview. Is his ability to read the room is so, I think, key to just who he is and his success.
Yeah.
But you know what? I spoke to Matt Kalinske last week, and he told the story about how when he discovered Goose, it was just through a video, and he got like, you know, like a minute into Arcadia, and he was like, "Yep, those are my guys. Those are my guys." Yeah. When was your moment of realizing, "Oh no, yeah, Doughy Joey, that's my guy"?
Well, I mean, aside business and music wise, Doughy has just been like my brother since I moved down here.
Yeah.
him and our friend TJ lived across the street from me when I moved in, and they were some of the first people I met here. We just vibed on music level. And when it comes down to it, I mean, we just, especially during this quarantine, we've really just been picking each other up, you know, motivating each other to kind of get stuff done. Him motivating me more so because I have gotten a little bit lazy, but
it's easy to do these days, man.
But
stay involved.
I mean, I think it was, I don't know, maybe around the time he was doing all those Euro Lounge gigs, and then we had him at a Goosemiss, the last Goosemiss at Factory Underground, and then I just kept kind of pestering him, and I was like, "Hey, man, let me manage you." Hey, man, and we kind of just shoved it off, didn't want to do it until one day, probably about a year ago, maybe less than that, I just started managing without asking him. started organizing these gigs. It was right around the time, it was less than a year ago, it was probably around January, and he was getting ready to hop on Goose Tour to do all the opening sets and all the set break music, and I was like, "Hey, man, I'm on tour. The guys said, you know, they want you in the van, but there's no room. Like, I'm going to be on the whole tour anyway. I have it off from work. You want me to drive you?" And just started, you know, setting up times and doing all this stuff. I showed him an Excel spreadsheet I made, and then he had me over. And in typical Joey fashion, he just goes, "Hey, man, so you know what would be funny? If as your occupation right now, just put it as dog walker at Doughy Joey." And I just laughed. And he goes, "No, seriously, bro, you should go do that." And I was just like, "Are you?" And he goes, "Yeah." And that was it, you know?
Dog walker at Doughy Joey. I should have made a banner out of that. That should have been the banner underneath your name. Jesus. So talk about a missed opportunity.
Yeah. It's an inside joke between me and him. I always tell him he's an oversized golden retriever. So,
aww.
Yeah.
I can see that. I like that, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
but
yeah, I mean, that spring tour that we were supposed to do, that one hurt, man, because one of the things that I was trying to do, which I never got to do with the acoustic, was do like an event that was On the Lot presents whatever.
Right.
And right. Finally, you know, with the help of, you know, 1111 guys, can't say enough about Kalinske and DeCiani. They're more than, you know, open arms, helping us get official after party status on a bunch of shows and stuff like that. Greg Knight too. Greg Knight helped me get, you know, a bunch of tickets that we were supposed to give away, merch, all that kind of stuff.
He cannot say enough nice things about Greg Knight.
Greg Knight is one of my favorite people on this planet. He's a great dude. But yeah, so we had basically a whole after party tour booked, or pre party, whatever it was, you know, two or three shows, one outside the Cap, one in Philly, and then COVID happened. So all of that got canceled, which is why, you know, I was watching this first stream on the Bingo Tour, and, you know, I got excited because it made, you know, all that problem worth it to see him doing something this big with Goose. And, you know, we can't thank the Goose guys enough for all the, you know, the help they've given Joey, you know, exposure wise, you know, whether it be, you know, just having him on for Separate and whatever it is.
Yeah.
Joey would have made it on his own, but Goose helped speed that process up a lot, and we can't be more thankful for that.
Well, and to clue some people in too, I mean, if you're watching on El Goose, you're probably caught up with everything that we're talking about. But for those of you listening from 95.9 The Fox and from other places, you know, Goose was just featured on my show at 9 p.m. Sundays, Fairfield County Live and Local last weekend. You can check out the podcast. It's available on Spotify, on iTunes. Just search Fairfield County Live and Local. And there, I mean, you know, the involvement, the partnership that you have with that band is so key. But like you just said, Joey would have done it on his own anyway. Yeah. There's an X factor to this guy.
Right.
And I like, and I'll say this to his face, I'm not a DJ guy. I don't, that's not my scene.
He got me into DJ music.
Right.
I'm a jam band guy. I didn't even like the disco business before I met Joey, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I had to put this up real quick because we were definitely given some well-deserved Greg Knight props. Oh, yeah. You know what I was thinking about the other day, dude? Oh my God. And I don't want to get too off track, but this is a crazy story when you think about how far we've come. You remember the night before they closed schools in Connecticut, what me and you were doing?
What were we doing?
The night before they closed schools in Connecticut, we were on Manhattan Island in a packed Madison Square Garden.
That's dude, right. I had a Greg night that night because I got stuck in the city and I was with Greg.
Until I was gonna say we were partying with Greg that night too.
Oh man. Greg,
can you believe?
Oh man.
We were like, oh my gosh. And we were, yeah. we were passing stuff around and sharing things and like.
Yeah, no, that was fun, man. And I missed the train. And Greg, you know, nicely enough in Greg Knight fashion, showed me a great time in New York City and Brooklyn.
That's always good.
Very, yeah.
But like, can you just imagine, like, now knowing what we know now, we were literally in like the most dangerous place doing the most dangerous things, like the day before they closed the schools in Connecticut. Yeah. We had no idea.
I'm not upset that my last show is an Allman Brothers show.
No, yeah. Neither am I. In fact, if anything, I'm very grateful for it. But wow.
Well, yeah, what were we thinking?
What the hell were we thinking?
How did that go?
I came home and I kissed my baby after that. It's terrifying.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, and everybody stayed healthy, thank God. But woof. Yeah, no, I was telling that story to someone the other day, and the look on their face after I said that. But I'm sorry. That was a side note. Dude, so what? I mean, what is Doughy Joey's X factor? Cuz if you ask him, he'll say he's not even the best DJ in the world. And I question that. I think that might be a humble brag on his part. But let's assume for a second that he's right. What is his X factor? If he's not the best DJ in the world, and why do we love him? Why do we love the music that he plays? Why is there no one else that you really want running your party?
I mean, well, first I'll quote my buddy. You can't be mad at the kid ever.
Hold on.
Kind of person. Like you know what I mean?
Hold on, you skipped for a second. That might have just been from my end, but say that one more time because I missed it.
You can't be mad at the guy ever.
Right.
And he you're always happy when you're around him, no matter what. And his eclectic taste in music, just knowing how to read a room, knowing what a room wants to hear, and I think it's all subconscious on his level. I mean, and all the preparation on top of that goes into his shows, like – He does a lot. He works hard and he grinds. And
yeah.
He's just one of those guys that, you know, he's an enigma, man. He's just Joey. Like, yeah. I don't know how to describe it. He's a Joey. And that's what we used to always call him. You're such a Joey, man. You know, like that kind of, like, and there's no other way to talk about it.
Yeah. No, and I think that's well said, because it was, for me, it was Euro Lounge. And for people, I mean, like, this is something that even El Goose people won't realize. When I first got to know this guy, like, I met him at your parties at Morehouse and whatnot, but the first time I saw him spin, I walked into, let me paint a picture for you. So there's Fairfield Avenue in Black Rock, Bridgeport, Connecticut. And it's this fun little strip with a bunch of nice live, you know, live music bars on it. And then at the end, at the very end, right before it gets into, like, I don't know if I want to walk any deeper into Bridgeport,
like,
right now.
The borderline of Black Rock.
There's like, yeah, right. There's like nothing past it. There's like, there's the Shebeen and that's it.
Then yeah.
Like, that's the only thing you're getting. But just past that, you got this place called the Euro Lounge, and it was like, it was weird. It had this like kind of odd like strip club lighting going on in it.
Or Connect Four and Battleship and Jenga in the back. Like,
right. You had to pay cash for everything, or at least you did when you first got there.
Didn't have a credit card machine, didn't have beer taps, like everything was canned. Like, I witnessed a guy walk from the liquor store to buy a 30-pack like when he ran out of beer one night.
Oh yeah.
Kind of stuff. And that came about because our buddy Carlos lived upstairs and like just would come downstairs, you know, every day and see these guys, and was just like, hey, nobody's ever in your bar. Do you want a DJ to come here and maybe we'll bring some people in? And that's literally it. And that's how it happened. And
that's how you get involved right there.
Well, that's definitely how you get involved. Lots of fun and lots of trouble happened at that bar.
Lot of trouble. I had so much fun trouble at that bar.
Yeah, exactly. The good kind of trouble.
The best kind.
Exactly.
But that will forever be my image of him, is just taking this bar that should be a seedy, terrible strip club and turning it into like one of the more fun things you could possibly do on a Saturday night.
Yeah, I mean,
for no reason at all, other than this dude's energy is just infectious.
I mean, we knew it was working when we were pulling people from the acoustic and Bryak at Separate.
Right. You know?
We knew we were doing something right. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, look, dude, as we wrap up here, you know, what's in the future for Doughy Joey? Because I know aside from Bingo Tour, there is some stuff that's going on.
So first of all, if everybody can go to DoughyJoey.com, we started a mailing list. If you enter in your email address, you're going to be entered in to win some merch. Patrick Hanna, if you want your merch, put your email address in there. We got you. And all of his links to his social media are on there. Also, he's doing a private party on Sunday. It's a benefit for Pacific Standard Tavern.
Nice.
So that being said, if you guys are doing, you know, any kind of COVID events, COVID safe events rather that are private, he is open for booking. If you guys are doing, if you guys are following COVID guidelines, we're more than happy to do that. The other thing we're doing, if you work out and you need some music to work out to, you want a personal Joey mix that nobody else has, hit us up on Facebook or on the internet, anywhere of our contact information. We'll get it to you that way.
That's such a good idea.
Yeah. So, and then during all this Bingo Tour stuff, you know, aside from the happy hour sets that he's going to be on Facebook Live in the middle doing, like, you know, pop-up, you know, DJ sets. You know, kind of like the vibe of a festival, you know, when you got that DJ, you know, in the campground or something, doing something like that. You know, we're going to keep the music going all day and plenty more funny Joey stuff. Lots of cats, lots of pizza.
Lots of pizza.
Lots of pizza.
Lots of pizza. I love it. I love it.
Also got to give a shout out to Nat Pollock. That guy's the absolute man, and he's done so much for us merch-wise and helped us out. So shout out to him. He's kind of a fish lot legend, and he's the absolute man. Thank you, Nat. Appreciate that. But yeah, I mean, after that, I mean, we're just waiting for these live music venues to open. I mean, we have an open door. All those venues that we booked for that Goose tour, for either an after show or a pre-party, I've been in contact with them, and we have an open door to go back, you know, to reschedule. So hopefully, you know, the world will get back to normal, but sooner than later, and we can get back out there. I'm craving live music. I don't know about you.
I'm dying for live music. What do you think about? And this is another BlackRock question, but what do you think about Porch Fest?
If they should do it?
Yeah.
I mean, part of me would love it, but like for safety's sake, I mean, how can you moderate that? But then again, I mean, I was going to,
it's,
you know,
outside, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, not for nothing, you know, I went to some protests in New Haven too. So I was probably around that kind of crowd of people or that many people, maybe even more. And I'm fine. But again, you know, safety's sake, I mean, they'd have to do liability waivers. Like, there's a lot of logistics that go through all that, man. Yeah. I don't, if they can make it happen, God bless them. And Joey will be available, by the way, if you guys are listening. He will play for the best.
Catherine Halstead, I'm going to hit you up.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, hey, listen. DoughyJoey.com. If you want to book Doughy Joey for a COVID safe event, he is available right now. You can talk to the man right here, Brian Salvia. This is his manager. If you're a band and you're up and coming and you're looking for representation, you can hit up Brian Salvia right here, or you can go to On the Lot on Facebook. And yeah, as always, you know, we said it earlier. Thank you for supporting live and local music in Fairfield County. And that's not just the bands. That's the venues too. If your local venue serves food, order some food from them. If they don't, then just donate to their Patreon or their Venmo or whatever. Donate what your bar tab would be on a Saturday night. Support live and local music in Fairfield County. This is Fairfield County Live and Local. You can listen to an hour of local music on 95.9 The Fox at 9 p.m. every Sunday. And you can listen to interviews just like this one on the Live and Local podcast. That's available on Spotify, iTunes, Audio Boom, all the places you get your stuff. Brian, dude, thank you so much.
Thank you, John. This was fun.
Thank you, man. All right. It's Fairfield County Live and Local, presented by the Sono Collection. It's John Kamal. I'll check you out next time. Thank you. Oh, wait. There we go. Got to end.